Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekly Conservative Talk Radio. My name is Tracy.
And I'm just plain Bill.
And welcome to the all-California version of the Weekly Conservative Talk Radio. Now that we are, I was going to say, safely ensconced.
Well, you're ensconced anyway.
Yeah, we're ensconced. Yeah. Well, actually, we're not all together here yet. Most of you don't know. Most of you do know. We left... I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I could easily use the next three shows. We left Madison on the 20th of July to come out here to California. And the easy thing to say is you can go read about it on my blog, moderatemainstream.blogspot.com. The day-by-day blow of getting us out here to California, let's just say that other than we're alive, not much else has worked out well.
No.
We got here on the 25th, 26th. Whatever, early morning on Monday after we left. We drove 15 hours the last day from Gallup, New Mexico, all the way to Escondido, California. It was a hellacious drive. We crossed the desert around 6:30 in the evening, getting out of Phoenix around 6, between 5:30 and 6, we got out of Phoenix. So we crossed the desert. It was only 109. Wasn't too bad.
Well, it was a dry heat, though.
It was a dry heat.
There you go.
Yeah, we cook food in dry heat, just so you know. Yeah. But the air conditioning ran well. Let me say that we bought a truck, a 2000 Mercury Mountaineer, specifically for the trip coming out here, pulling a big U-Haul trailer, and it performed like a trooper.
Well, good.
You know, it did really well. We didn't have any significant problems with it. I mean, not even small problems with it for the most part. And crossing Oklahoma, it was approaching 100 in Oklahoma and Texas. Air conditioning was fine. It kept us pretty comfortable. You know, we got here. And we got here on Monday and pretty much crashed out, started looking for a place to live. Which we found the following Monday, which was good. The only bad part was on Sunday, Victoria had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance. She had run into some significant problems. It looks like she had a stroke on Tuesday night or Wednesday after we got here, and it progressively created all kinds of problems. We didn't recognize it at first. She went to the hospital. She had another stroke, another TIA in the hospital. She is recovering. She will be home, our new home, our little abode, here tomorrow. She's been in a skilled nursing facility since last Sunday, recovering. One of the consequences of the hospital stay was they killed her kidneys.
Okay.
Trying to deal with all the other issues, the hospital didn't do anything wrong. Her kidneys, holding on by a string, simply stopped. they're done, they're toast. The two lumps of meat hanging in her body, not doing anything for the most part. She has started on dialysis, and that's going on for the rest of her life. Joy, joy, joy. That's not an unexpected thing for those of you that have paid attention to the show. We knew that that was going to come at some point in the near future. This just sped it up a little bit. But we got an apartment. We got CJ set up for school. CJ starts school tomorrow. She's going to be on 3 honors classes. She's kind of excited, sort of. Not happy about having left her friends back home, but willing to settle in, so I think that's pretty good. We've got the apartment set up pretty nice, pretty simply. That's our new saying, our new word for our family. CJ bought a mat for the front door, and the mat says, live life simply.
Whoa, all right.
That's the plan for the next couple of years. Live life simply. And so we're kind of excited about the fact that, you know, Victoria will be coming home tomorrow. CJ's going to be starting school tomorrow. We got home last night, did a little grocery shopping, came home, started cooking. CJ took the dog, Ollie, out for a walk. 20 minutes later, she came back, said we had to go to the vet because Ollie had been hit by a car.
Oh, geez.
Hit and run. Car hit him, took off. The net result is a six-hour stay at the vet. Surgery to repair the muzzle, which was basically torn off of his jaw. A small tear, only about 4 inches. 60 stitches later, $600 bill later, he is at home taking pain meds and appears to be not altogether totally worse for wear. But he's, you know, CJ, however, took it pretty bad.
I'll bet.
So, I'm just glad it happened last night, not tonight. With school starting tomorrow, she actually gets some recovery. So it's been a rather interesting couple of weeks that I've been missing the show. you know, I haven't watched any TV. We got the TV set up and the cable set up, and everything was working, I turned the TV up. It hasn't been back on. Internet has been set up. How's my voice on this phone? It's a different phone. Is this okay? Does everybody hear this okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how much echoing is going on. This apartment is, let's just suggest to you that the living room, kitchen, and dining room of this apartment is only marginally larger than the office I had at the house.
Oh, boy.
And it's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartment. It is ground floor, and it's very close to the parking, can be right out in front. So, you know, the idea was to make it easy for Victoria to be able to maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, she is still got a ways to go to recover. It's been rather interesting. I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to the news. I haven't been listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Twice daily trips up to the hospital and to the nursing facility, plus trips back and forth from storage, getting stuff, you know, packed in. And of course, we left with almost no furniture. CJ had her bed, and Victoria had her mechanical reclining chair. Otherwise, we had no furniture, so we've had to go out and buy stuff. You know, and for the most part, put it together. I mean, we bought, you know, stuff that you can put together. Gotten some good deals in the process. Things are not bad. Little things have gone well that have made things a little bit more bearable. This apartment complex that we're in, the first time we came by here, they didn't have anything for us. You know, nothing that would work for us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was on the second floor, which is, you know, steps for Victoria to climb. That wasn't going to work. Everything was small, 1-bedrooms. Just wasn't going to work. We had found a place CJ really liked. I didn't. In between finding that place and getting the paperwork into them is when Victoria went to the hospital. So I was late getting the paperwork back to them. In the meantime, they rented that apartment.
Ah, jeez.
That happened to us three times the first week we were here. Three times we found a place, three times we said we'd take the place, three times I went to get the money, and three times I came back and it was already rented.
Wow.
You know, so it was really driving us crazy. And then on the Sunday night after we came back from the hospital, after she'd been moved from, she wasn't in intensive care when she came out of the ER. They call it intermediate care. It's one step down from intensive care, where there's one staff member on the floor for every bed. And so, you know, there's almost constant activity, constant monitoring of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We got back to the hotel, and the apartment complex was saying they had one, two, and three bedrooms. And so we decided to pop back over here on Monday. We called, and they said, yes, they had a two-bedroom on the ground floor that would accept pets. So we came over, like, right away, and, you know, I brought money with me, and I, you know, they approved us pretty much right away. So we had a place to go, which was good. It turns out this complex is practically across the street from the Walmart, down the block from the Walgreens. Next to the Walmart is the post office. There are three little strip shopping centers with grocery stores and little stores for CJ to get a job if she wants. It's
cool.
All within walking distance. It's very centrally located. The complex is nice. It has a minor little bug problem.
Yeah. Is that like New York's bed bug problem?
Yeah, God, that would be really bad.
yeah, really.
When I was married a long, long time ago, and this is going to be funny, my ex took me to meet his great-grandfather, who lived in Lincoln, Nebraska, and had a farmhouse on 20 acres, used to have like 200 acres, had retired, sold up a bunch of the land, and we spent the night there, very nice hospitality-wise. And all he kept saying whenever we were talking was, you know, damn Democrats. Damn Democrats. Democrats. And it wasn't really necessarily consistent with the conversation, but I just couldn't get it. And then the next morning we came down, and a roach crawled across the breakfast table as we were sitting there doing it, and he swatted it off, and he goes, damn Democrats everywhere. That's what he called roaches. I thought it was kind of funny. I also was really glad to get out of there, like, really fast after that.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So, they've already been into this apartment, and they're going to be back, and, you know, we'll deal with it. For those of you that aren't really aware, apparently this is a problem in Southern California. You know, they live in the ground. They come from everywhere. You just got to – it's like termites. You just always got to be unaware for them. Such as the joys of life. I don't necessarily buy that a whole lot, but, you know, good deal. You know, nothing else we can do about it. So, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And you're going to buy God sick to it. All right.
So, for those of you that want to know, I want to say this up on Twitter. So, anyone want to donate $5 to offset the vet bill from last night? Let me know.
All right.
Would really help. I don't usually beg for money, but, you know, it's been a long month.
Yes, it has.
The nice thing about it was, I mean, the hospital that she went, that Victoria went to, was very close to the hotel, which was convenient at the time. Nice hospital, nice staff, excellent staff, got to say that. Doctors are clueless, had no idea what caused the problems to begin with. You know, don't have any clue now. The support staff, the social workers and stuff like that, really, really good. Can't fault them for anything. The SNF, which I think is just an outrageously funny name, for the skilled nursing center facility, what most of us would call a nursing home. It's, you know, it's a step up more from a nursing home. It's less, it's more medically oriented and less housing oriented. You know, most everyone there is being dealt with medical issues and stuff like that. So anyways, they call the skilled nursing facility a SNF.
Oh, sure.
Because, of course, what's the first thing you do when you walk into places like that?
You sniff. Oh, no.
Sniff. How does it smell? And this way, the place smelled good. It looked clean, you know, and it apparently has a fairly okay reputation. I won't say it was a great reputation, but an okay reputation. You know, they've been very good to us. So, you know, I'm very happy with that as far as things are concerned. There were issues both in the hospital and the nursing facility. That will be addressed in due course, not here on the show with an attorney. You know, other than that, we're settling in. A lot of this stuff is unpacked. Believe it or not, we brought – the trailer was a 6x12 trailer, and we don't have enough space in this apartment for it.
Oh, no.
Realistically speaking, we're going to have storage because we don't have enough room in the apartment for the stuff we brought with.
Bummer.
Boy, did we pack shitty. You know, we don't have a can opener. But we do have a whole tub full of Beta tapes. You know, cassette tapes, videotapes. We don't have anything to play them with, but we got a tub full of Beta tapes, but we don't have a can opener. I don't get it. I don't know how we packed, but let me tell you, we packed shitty. Stupid stuff. All right. That's enough of this. I've used up what? How much have I used? Have I used 15 minutes?
I don't know. What time is it? Yeah, about 15 minutes.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Okay, we're done.
I've done my my thing. I've caught us up on our summer vacation. I've made my blag. Send me a few bucks. That would really be nice. Thanks. Thank you very much. All right. There's some primaries going on.
Yes, there are.
Florida and Arizona apparently are in play right now. Apparently, Hayworth hasn't got a chance in hell.
Yep.
Is that what the deal is here? It looks like Meeks won the Florida Democratic primary. So it's going to be Rubio, Crist on independent, and Meeks. That appears to work really well for Rubio. So that's a good thing. I don't know. Have you got anything yet on Arizona? I mean, they're not closed yet, are they? Well, yes, they are. They should be closed.
No, they close. They close. Let me see, Arizona.
But they're on mountain.
No, Arizona doesn't do daylight standard time, so they're going to close. No, they aren't closed yet.
Okay, so we won't hear about that.
I've got them pulled up here.
Until after we're done with the show. So apparently Rubio is doing well as far as polling is concerned. That's good. McCain is going to continue to be senator from Arizona. Surprise, surprise, surprise to that. I'm not too happy with it. I don't think too much other people are happy with it, but there wasn't much to be done with it. You know, Republicans seem to be intent upon, you know, shooting themselves in the foot or in the ass or in the head. You know, all seem to be perfectly or good targets. I get to vote in the California primary, or not the primary, California general election. We should be all set up by then to be able to do that. So I'm not looking forward to that because I got a sneaking suspicion I'm not going to like anybody on the ballot anywhere. But I don't know what to do about that.
Well,
you know, I was willing to take Obama, you know, and McCain and ignore them, but I'm not so certain I can do that across the board. I mean, I'm not a big fan, you know, the Senate race here, you know, what are the odds? Boxer going to win?
Mm-hmm.
William, what do you think? Boxer going to win it?
I guess I'll go out on a limb and say, no, I don't think she does.
Well, the economy is certainly not going to be on her side.
No, it certainly isn't.
Let's be perfectly honest. The double dip appears to be more along the lines of a double cliff fall.
Yeah.
You know, it's coming. You and I have talked about that when we were talking last a while ago, that the shoe had dropped. We were just waiting for the actual noise. Well, apparently the noise did occur in July. Housing has taken a shit of unbelievable proportions.
Oh, man.
I'm kind of hoping that, you know, things will continue to work our way.
Well,
eventually, you'll be able to buy something here. I'm looking for another 20-30% here in California. What do you think?
You know, it really could. If you start looking at what happened with the sales. Now, this is sales of all units that took a 27% dump today. They could go down by that much really easy. Because that does not look to be getting better anytime soon.
The
whole mortgage thing is gone. The people who went into that mortgage rehabilitation thing, 50% of them are re-defaulting.
Right.
Wait a minute, folks. I mean, where do you think the dollars are going to come from? People aren't working, so they can't qualify. The only people that I know that are buying real estate right now are speculators.
And they're going to get their heads handed to them in just about every market.
You know, it looks that way. It could be that greater fool theory, and it could be that they're saying, well, Jesus, how much more can it drop? Well, the answer to that is another 20 or 30%.
Yeah,
real easy.
I'm looking at the prices from when we were here in April and the prices that we were looking at now, and people have said the prices here in North San Diego County have been pretty stable. I'm telling you right now, that's not true.
Really?
What kind of a difference
are you seeing?
They may be correct as far as the actual sales are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'm looking at general asking prices. Any house that we saw for sale in April.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually had a list of about 30 that we saw in April. About half of them are still for sale now, and all of them show lower prices.
Oops.
I don't know what the ones that did sell sold for. They held their own, and, you know, that was good. Now, the town that I'm living in now is called Poway.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, when I lived out here in California before, it hadn't even been incorporated. It was only incorporated in 1980, so
it
didn't even exist when I was out here. This is the town that many of the Padres and Chargers live in.
Oh, really?
Apparently, got like a whole, there's two gated communities up in the northeast quarter of the city that, you know, is just like, you know, packed with them. case. Poway has one of the best school districts in Southern California, and easily the best school district in the San Diego County area. And one of the
it's a good thing you aren't in Los Angeles then, huh?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. With their $538 million 3,000 student high school.
The schools may not be great, but apparently they look wonderful. The interesting thing about here is because the schools are so good, demand for residential living in this town is actually fairly high.
Ah, okay.
One of the reasons why rentals and stuff like that churn here really, really fast. Although there's a lady that I talked to who was renting her house like half a mile away from the school, down the main drive from the school. It would have been great. It was a three-bedroom house, but it was about $1,000 a month more than I wanted to spend.
Got it.
And, you know, her opinion was, well, it's certainly worth the money. And I said, no, it's not, based on what other things that I had been seeing.
Sure.
And she goes, and I can afford to wait because, you know, this is Poway and I'm going to get what I want for a rental.
Ah.
And I'm sitting there like going, well, you know, you're probably right, attitude-wise,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, you know, boy, that attitude is not exactly what you call great for, you know, people that are looking to rent.
Nope, that's true.
Now, we looked at that house 2 days after we got here, and that was the 29th of July. And I think she thought she'd have it rented for August. Well, that place is still not rented.
Really?
And I drive by it every time we go up to the school, and every time we go up by the school, I do exactly the same thing. I blow a raspberry. You know, that's the thing with prices at this point is that people are sticking to the prices because the school district is so good that they're going to do that. But the problem is school's now in. School starts tomorrow. School's in. So if anybody was coming into town, you know, they're here.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And have been here for a while. So she's not likely to take advantage of the fact that she's close to the school, given the fact that school is now in.
Right. Exactly.
But the school district, while it has, you know, a certain amount of support from the district, from the city as far as taxes and stuff like that, it does get money from the state. And, of course, California is deep doo-doo as far as money is concerned.
Oh, yeah. In fact, California just withheld $2.9 billion from cities and counties for schools and one other thing, which I can't remember right now.
I found what was interesting.
Today.
They were going to cancel school buses here in town because the cost was going to be too high. They were getting less state funding, so the cost was going to be too high.
Yep.
So the parents were raised such a stink, they said, fine, but you're going to have to make up the difference. It's $576 a semester.
Oh, my gosh.
For a bus. You know, so that's, you know, that's $1,150. You know, just to have a bus take your kid to and from school every day.
Yep.
Ouch.
Yep.
You know, we weren't going to pay it. CJ talked about taking her bike to school, and I kind of laughed. We're only about 3 miles from the school, so it's not that bad of a bike ride. But it is mostly uphill.
Yeah. In a snowstorm.
Well, no snowstorm here, but the thing about it is the first 2 miles of the three-mile ride are pretty level. Got a little bit of inclines here and there, but actually pretty easy ride. Not terrible. I wouldn't want to do it, but it's not too bad. And it's mostly the first three-quarters of a mile is uphill, and then it's pretty level to actually downhill a little bit, you know, for the next mile and a quarter or so. So the first 2 miles are pretty easy. But that last mile or so, last three-quarters of a mile, the 5% grade.
Oh, boy.
Now, you know, between 4 and 5%. Now, for most people, 4 and 5%, well, that's not a big deal. Yeah, ride a bike up it.
Yeah, really.
Ride a bike. Let me tell you what a 4 or 5% grade does after you've been riding a bike for about, you know, 500 yards. Okay? It feels like that damn thing's on a 45-degree incline.
Mm-hmm.
So she rode her bike. It took her 33 minutes to ride the bike from the apartment to the school. We did it on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And she did it. She didn't have to get her off her bike. She rode it all the way up there. And she looked at me when she got, you know, when I was waiting for it at the school. And she looked at me and she goes, "No way. No way."
Wow. Yeah.
I'm all sweaty and disgusting, and this is not how I want to come into school. Tired and sweaty. I said, "That's fine." So I'll be driving, you know, I'll be driving her back and forth. But it's only 3 miles. It's not a big deal. But the school district, you know, shrank its borders in order to reduce the number of students eligible to come to the school district. Rather than cut teachers, now think about this, rather than cut teachers, they shrunk the borders for the schools to cut the number of eligible students to go to the district. They didn't cut the number of teachers, they just cut the number of students, almost 400 from last year.
Wow.
Same number of teachers, 400 less students.
Wow.
400 less students means that there's going to be less federal money.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, it's just rather interesting that, you know, of how it's being approached. And again, the district is, you know, has a lot of money because it's actually a high cost district as far as housing is concerned. So there's a lot of money here. You know, there's whole gated communities where the prices of the houses are $1 million+.
Wow.
Still, even here, you know, despite all the price decreases, I told CJ, you know, if we didn't live in this town, we'd be paying a lot less. For living. But, you know, this is the place we want to be because of the school. We talked, obviously, a bunch about housing here. Housing sales are down, what was it, 28%? Just about 3 million units.
Mm-hmm.
But it appears that the problem is most of the homes that are being sold at this point are actually more on the upscale side. Which means there's no first-time home buyers coming into the market. Now, for those of you that go, okay, well, you know, so what? Houses are being sold. Well, here's the interesting thing. The only time a house comes off the market is when a new home buyer buys. A first-time home buyer.
Huh.
The only time a house comes off the market. Now, you might ask me, well, why is that? Well, because if you're not a first-time home buyer and you're buying a house, what does that mean? You have a house.
Yes.
You have to sell one.
Yes.
So unless you sell, you can't buy for the most part.
True.
So yeah. If you buy a new house, you've taken one off the market, but you just put one on the market because you got to sell it. So... only when a person who's never owned a home before or is new to a market, you know, and doesn't currently have a home, buys a home, do you actually take one off the market? And in this case, the sales that are actually going on are upscale, which almost invariably are people that have already own a home.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that there's less new home starts because there's less people buying new homes. Most people don't buy upscale homes for the first time.
Sure.
They're the second or third purchase. So it's the numbers, as bad as they are worse than you would imagine just from the numbers by themselves. And the fact that the price went up just a little bit, the median average sales price actually went up a little bit, lends further support to that particular point of view. Housing down really bad going into the fall. Really, really bad sign. I think there's going to be no doubt that this quarter is going to be negative.
Yes, absolutely.
I've been looking at inventory numbers, and I've been looking at other numbers, and there's virtually no way it's going to come up positive unless they do some kind of really serious finagling of numbers. I just don't see it. So it's going to be seriously negative, and I can't see Christmas doing a whole lot of good.
No. I mean, nobody's got any money. How's it going to do any good?
You know, we spent a lot of money, getting into this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But to give you an idea of how much money we spent, we went to a furniture retailer, and they were offering a living room set. Okay? An $1,800 living room set they were offering for $900. And I looked at them and I said, you're crazy. I said, it's not going to happen. We spent less than that buying bookcases, desks, beds, TV stands, chairs,
mm-hmm.
to get into this apartment. We spent less than that to get into this apartment, to get everything we needed, including, to be perfectly, maybe it's too much of our bed.
TMI.
Went looking for a bed for us, and I wanted to spend less than $500, and everyone told me the same thing. No way in hell, no way in hell, no way in hell. I finally found someone that would give it to me for $499, and he said he would be unbeatable anywhere in Southern California. He guaranteed it. He would be unbeatable anywhere in Southern California. 15 minutes later, in another store, I bought a $1,700 bed with delivery and tax for $20 less.
Wow. Wow. Cool.
And I walked in and I said, I need a private bed for less than $500. And he looked at me, he goes, 2 weeks ago, I would have told you it's not possible. They were closing the store. He goes,
wow.
Here's a bed. I'll give it to you for $400. And I looked at him, I said, what does that include? He goes, everything. I said, done. I said, what about delivery? He goes, $50, pay them when they deliver.
Cool.
And he said, they can be there in 2 hours.
Whoa.
The other guy's delivery was 2 days. Places are willing to deal, price-wise. And, I outfitted this entire apartment for less than $1,000.
Wow.
And that's the problem that the economy has. Yes, I needed to spend money to get this thing in there, but I didn't spend lots.
Nope.
And anybody that's doing anything similar is doing the same thing. How inexpensively can I get it, and can I bargain like crazy? We went to 17 places before I bought a bed.
Wow, 17.
17 places. It's crazy. I was so tired of talking about beds.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Okay, there's one other thing we're continuing on here. There's one other thing I wanted to talk about just a little bit, because I was actually on the wrong side of this. And then I started thinking about it, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm not on the wrong side of this. I don't know. Let's talk about it. You and I haven't had a chance to do much talking in the last month. Sorry about that, dude.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Ground Zero Mosque.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's kind of tempering down a little bit at this point, but there's still lots of stuff going on. But I wanted to talk about this because this was my first gut reaction to it. There's no law against stupid.
Nope.
And there's no law against being offended.
Nope.
And I'm a pretty big fan of the idea that if you own a piece of property, you can do whatever damn well you want with it. So my general opinion about the mosque is, they own the property, they want to build a mosque, fine. It's stupid, it's offensive, but it's theirs, and if they want to do it, who's me to say? Okay? Now, boy, was I on the wrong side of that compared to most people.
About 70% of them.
You know what? I had the same problem with Letterman and Palin, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Letterman was an asshole. Letterman was, offensive. But, so what? I basically came around to the idea that, you know, this is my issue, okay? I think we need to make people really aware of the fact that they've pissed us off. Really aware of the fact that they've offended us.
Yep.
But we shouldn't take that offense and say there ought to be a law.
Nope, absolutely not. Nope,
okay.
I don't want any laws.
I don't have any problem with a whole lot of people standing out in front of that mosque going, you know, can we open a pig market across the street? Do you mind?
Yeah, really.
We're opening a go-go dance place next door. I hope you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, there's no Christian cathedral in Saudi Arabia. Anywhere in Saudi Arabia. So the idea that, you know, that it's just being, you know, to the benefit of everybody is crap. But here's what I have to say. My opinion hasn't changed. They have a right to do whatever they want with the property. But I do think we should have a very large number of people going, you know, this just done pisses me off. You know, people should be able to, and people should be voicing their opinion that this is offensive. And then people like Pelosi going, well, we got to find out who's paying for this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm willing to redo what we did earlier in the spring last fall when they said, you know, anybody that's giving out bad news about the health care proposal, you know, call this White House.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all for doing again.
Yeah.
No, I'm all for saying, yeah, I'm one of those people that'll give somebody $5 to go stand with a sign in front of the mosque going, this is offensive, this pisses me off, and I really like pork rinds. Do you mind if I have some while I'm standing here?
Yeah, exactly. I had a little bit more direct action in mind. I thought it would be pretty good that while they were pouring the cement for the foundations and that kind of thing, that perhaps you might spray a little pig blood in there.
Mm. That's an interesting idea, but it's against the law.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's civil disobedience. I'm okay. I suspect there's probably not a law against that.
I'm sorry, if you want to throw pig blood onto my property, I'm going to have a problem with that.
Oh, well, you might be able to sue me civilly, maybe. But you know what? I don't think there's a criminal law against it.
I'm sure there's not.
Yep.
And Arkansas Traveler is right. I mean, you know, many, and it's not just Muslims.
No. Nope.
I mean, there are many, many groups that use the freedoms that we have against us. You know,
absolutely.
And it doesn't mean that we should relinquish those freedoms simply to protect ourselves from that. But, you know, it is a respect issue. You know, I was hearing, what's his name that he occasionally takes over for Rush? Walter Williams today.
Hmm, okay.
I didn't hear much. For some of the reasons, Victoria has a radio that she likes to listen to, and in the hospital and in the SNF, the radio hasn't been very good until the last day or so. Reception has all of a sudden gotten good, and so I was kind of, the reception on the TV or on the car wasn't that good either. But I was able to turn it on, and I caught him. I listened to him for a grand total of maybe 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
as I was going back. And the interesting thing was he was talking about the rights. He was talking about in a moral and immoral way, in the same way that I talk about individual rights. He said, you know, he was talking about the idea that we own ourselves.
Yes.
And that's moral. Okay? That there are things that are done to us that are moral and things that are immoral. And of course, I'm sitting there going, oh, say the individual is sovereign. go ahead, say it. Schedule us out. He never did. So, you know, but that's what he was talking about, was individual sovereign. And the idea of rights, and he was basing it on morality, and you know how I feel about that.
Yeah, well.
You know, but he was saying exactly the same thing I was. He was just using the word morality in the place of rights.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of rather interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't give up our rights simply because people offend us. And
absolutely.
People are going to offend us.
Yep.
And frankly, the mosque should be built if that's what they want to do, but it certainly won't be a place where it takes the Muslim hand and stretches it out to the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's not really building bridges, is it?
No, not building bridges.
No, I did. Actually, I thought Greg Gutfield had the right idea. He had the idea that you open up a gay bar next door to it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That ought to piss them off.
I would suggest, and the second something like that is proposed, I would suggest to you that the mosque people would be screaming that it was an inappropriate use of private property.
Oh, I am sure they would be. I am sure they would be. And you know what? Too bad.
So, private property.
Yep.
I'm wrong with that.
Yep.
So, that was the one place where I think I'm going to stay where I am. It's a matter of respect. It is clear Muslims do not respect. It is clear that the Democrats do not respect.
Nope.
It is clear that there's a whole lot of Republicans that do not respect.
There's a whole lot of people that don't respect, period.
And, you know, the Reverend Williams, talked about the idea that the problem with this country is that there's a lack of morality. And I would suggest, well, that might be true, but I'd be a lot happier to say there's a lack of respect.
I don't necessarily think you're talking past each other on that. I think you're just using different words to describe the same thing.
Yeah, I probably, is it semantics? Are we basically saying the same thing, just using different words?
Yeah.
I'm willing to accept it.
Yeah, sure.
On the premise that there's a, if I might say, a non-religious, basis to the concept of the morality, I don't have any problem with that at all. I'll even use those phrases under that set of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, respect definitely not in place, not in play. And that doesn't mean, unfortunately, DJ thinks that this is wrong. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the fact that somebody else disrespects us does not give us license to be disrespectful in return. However, I made it.
Are you trying to say that there is no room for civil disobedience in our society?
I don't have a problem with civil disobedience. Okay, as long as it's treated in exactly the same way as any other breaking of the law.
Well, actually, I want it treated exactly the same way that the Vietnam War protesters were treated. I want it to be treated the exact same way that the Iraq War protesters were treated, and I want it to be treated the same way that the Afghanistan War protesters were treated, i.e. nothing. Slap on the wrist.
No.
Yeah.
It was wrong then. Doesn't mean that you can do something now and treat it the same wrong way again.
Why do you say it was wrong then?
It was wrong. They shouldn't have been treated with a slap on the wrist.
Why not? It's within the law. It's within the sentencing guidelines. Why shouldn't they have been?
Well, sentencing guidelines, 40 years ago and today are entirely different things.
Well, apparently not in relationship to civil disobedience, it isn't. It may be in relationship to drug use and that kind of thing, but not.
I don't mind civil disobedience as long as you're willing to accept the consequences of your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said this particular goodie, okay? I'm not going to judge you on my standards.
Right.
I'm going to judge you on your standards.
Okay.
Okay? And if you object to people breaking the law and then stand for civil disobedience, okay, I'm going to question your stance about the law. In other words, you know, you're holding the stance in that situation where the law is meant to be broken when the reason is good.
No, that is not the position I'm taking. All I'm saying is treat me exactly the same way that those protesters were treated. That if that was within the law, then that's fine. Treat me that way. You betcha.
Well, I don't have, conceptually, I don't have a problem with civil disobedience. You know, I don't even have a problem with, you know, flat out breaking the law. Because you know how I feel about laws.
Yeah, I know.
They're subject to my whim.
Okay.
And we had one of those examples, you know, in Victoria's care. One of the things she was having difficulty doing was swallowing. So that she has specific eating and drinking guidelines, which includes no thin liquids.
Ah,
no soda.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Well, the sludge that they give her to drink, okay, it's just that. It's sludge.
Ah, sure.
So, you know, in the hospital, we snuck in sodas.
Yeah.
You know, got soda drinks here and there. Sniff. It was slightly different because, you know, frankly, she was going to be there and care was less, you know, consistent.
Sure.
And on the second or third day there, I brought in her soda and we were sitting there with the soda in her hand. Okay?
Yeah.
And an orderly came into the room and turned around and went right back out. And a minute later, the CNA, the certified nursing assistant, came in, took a look, turned around and walked back out. About 5 minutes later, the speech therapist, who's the one that sets the food and drink criteria, came in with a sign. Okay?
A sign.
A sign that said, you know, thin liquids are no-nos. And she put this sign up. Now, Victoria's holding the bottle of soda in her hand.
Right.
She puts the sign up behind Victoria's head so that everybody can see it, except for Victoria. And she goes, this is the guidelines for her eating and drinking. I said, yeah. They had the same one at the hospital, so that the nursing staff made sure that, you know, when the food trays came in, that it conformed to the requirement.
Sure, right. Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, is there anything in here you don't understand? I went, no, I understand it all. She's been on this diet now for 2.5 weeks. He goes, is there anything that is confusing? I went, no, not at all. Of course, she's looking at the bottle of soda,
yeah.
looking at me, and I'm going, looking at the sign where it says no thin liquids.
Yeah.
Going, yeah, understand it completely. She goes, what part don't you understand? I said, I have no problem. Something you want to say to me?
Yeah.
And she's going, but what part don't you understand? I said, I understand it all. I can read it. I understand what it says. And she's sitting there, and I said, say what you want to say. And I said it in exactly that tone.
Yeah.
And she goes, I think I better leave this room now.
Oh,
and I thought, good idea.
Okay. Jesus.
She didn't come back when I was around.
Wow.
And hasn't come back when I've been around. And when I've seen her in the building, she's actually turned around and walked the other way.
Huh. Really?
And when the administrator came in 2 days later to say, how are they doing? I told them to keep that sorry bitch out of my view, otherwise it was going to get ugly.
Yeah.
Said, there are doctor orders. that you and your staff will follow and adhere to. I said, but Victoria, you know, is her own patient. She gets to decide which of those doctor's orders she's going to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if those doctor's orders create, you know, physical problems for her, I understand. I said, but we understand what the problem is, and we're actually following the guidelines as far as how she's drinking this. Small sips, keep the chin down.
Yeah.
You know, we understand the process. I said, as long as I'm sitting here, I don't have any problem watching her and making sure everything goes along according to plan.
Sure.
I said, but your doctor's orders are only doctor's recommendations to Victoria.
That's right.
They're orders to you and your staff, but
yep.
to Victoria, they're just recommendations.
That's all they are. You betcha.
And
yep.
as far as we're concerned, just because you think we're violating some kind of order, doctors don't make laws. You know, and I said, keep that little twit out of my face.
Yeah. Well.
You know, and that, you know, that's the situation.
And apparently they did.
Apparently they have. So.
Yep.
I'm not adverse to your civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As long as you understand the consequences and accept it, and don't cry to me when you get arrested.
Nope. I'm not a crier.
I don't have a problem. So if you want to toss the bucket of blood, go right ahead.
There you go. Well, I, you know, it just looks to me like, you know, they're probably going to put in too stiff a mix, and I think it probably needs to be watered down a little bit.
Just a little?
Yeah. I, you know, doesn't take a lot. You betcha.
Oh. Yeah, I, you know, it's kind of an odd set of circumstances.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear... eBay, Adobe, and EA Games are all leaving California?
Well, seeing as how I just arrived.
Yeah, really. Well, they said, oh, my God, Tracy's here, we're going.
Get the hell out of here. Oh, my God, what are we going to do with her here? No, I had not heard, but, of course, I'm not paying a lot of attention to, you know, what's going on.
I understand. I thought that was very interesting. They're going to Utah, and... Apparently, it is because of the tax situation here in California. I thought that was interesting.
You know, I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certain I'm going to see. I mean, I'm noticing prices here are about, you know, across the board, pretty much about 20% higher than what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, we'll deal with that. I mean, that's there. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised that there's fewer not more. There probably are a lot more going, but they're not that big and they're much more quiet about leaving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It just really does point up the Laffer curve situation, and it also points up that when you have a high tax environment in a particular state, people always have the option to vote with their feet.
Correct.
And in this case, those folks are voting with their feet.
Yeah, we've got about a minute left.
Okay.
And
good.
I'm going to look at, you know, all of the aspects of our move. We're not going to know how well this move turns out to be for several months, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll deal with the things that are happening.
There you go.
You know,
that's all you can do.
That's the best we can do.
Yep.
You know, and we'll move from there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, my business, I'll be filing income taxes, you know, in a couple of months. Business has been off this year compared to last year.
Really?
Because
BKs are up big time.
Yeah, but it's a different type of environment. It's not what's going on right now is not unusual weather, you know, generally. It's a situation where bankruptcies fall off over the summer and pick up in the fall.
Yeah,
and
well,
I've already been,
this is a year to date up and over.
Right.
So it's like,
this is not an last year was unusual in that the cycles didn't exist, but the cycle has been pretty consistent this year with historic cycles in bankruptcy. So
yep.
I'm not too worried about it. All right, time is probably up, close to it.
Yep, we're pretty much done, I think.
We're done.
Yep, cool. All right. Well, welcome back, kiddo.
Yep. You know, I'm not going to spend lots of time in the green room here today.
Yeah, no.
CJ's up with the sniff right now, so I need to go get her.
Yeah.
8 o'clock is the normal kill time.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So, you know, I just... we're not getting it hit over and over and over and over and over again. You know, to us. It's yes, the hits have been coming and coming and coming, but they've given us a chance to recover a little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
And the only thing I'm concerned with is we left a mess behind us.
Yeah.
We absolutely did.
Yeah, you do what you can do in the time that you got to do it in.
Yep. We'll survive.
Yep.
Victoria has a hang on a second. For dialysis, there are two types of dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is hemodialysis, which is the blood comes out, goes through a filter, and goes back in. And then there's what's called, well, there's two versions of it, but it's perineal dialysis. And what
yeah.
happens is they put fluids in, and then they take the fluids out. And the fluids have absorbed the bad shit while they're in there. And so she has a catheter in her chest for the hemodialysis. They could start that right away. They could use that catheter right away, which they did. The PD cath is installed in her stomach, and that takes time to heal.
Mm.
It'll take a couple weeks to heal. But once it heals, we can start doing her dialysis at home. It has to be done every day. It'll take 2 hours, 2.5 hours every day.
Wow.
But it can be done any time during the day, early evening, early morning, whatever, whenever she's quiet for a couple of hours. You know, and that's going to be easy to do for her. But the thing about it is the day she does her first PD,
mm-hmm.
Is the day she automatically goes on Medicare. So, that will help as far as that is concerned. But this bill for the last 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
It's approaching six figures.
Ouch.
Not good. Yeah. Intermediate care was. The room was $4,000 a day. You know, that was the room. That
mm-hmm.
didn't include the five doctors, all the tests, and everything else that were going on. So.
Wow. Yep. Not good.
Hey, can't get blood out of a turnip. She doesn't have any
assets. No, they can't.
She doesn't have any assets, and as of now, she doesn't have any income either. Anyways, all right. Thank you for taking over. To say that in the show.
My pleasure.
I was planning on doing it. Sorry I left you hanging last week. I really... I'm sitting like going...
I loved your email. It was like, yeah, I know about those time zone things.
And I'm sitting there going, you know, great, it's 8:35, ready to go. And I'm sitting there looking at going like, What do you mean the show's over?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean the show's over?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man!
Yeah. Jeez.
Hey, it was okay. I had Greg W. Howard on a couple of times and took it a couple of times myself, and things worked out fine.
I listened to
Ducky.
Those. You did a really, really good job. You should be doing this by yourself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. That ain't gonna happen.
No,
okay,
you did a really good job. I was impressed.
Yeah, well, yes, I did, but no, I don't want to do one all by myself. I'm just not wanting to do that.
You need to spend a little bit less time being my foil and a little bit more being part of the you do fine with conversation.
Yep.
I need to overload it a little less.
Okay. That's fine. I generally have 3 to 5 topics that I've got written down that when the opportunity arises, I jump right on in there with them. So,
I'll do more of it.
There you go. I'll do it.
I was impressed.
Yeah. Tracy, have a really good visit up there at the SNF. And, hopefully V will get back soon and things will settle down some for you.
Yeah, school tomorrow, CJ coming home tomorrow, or Victoria coming home tomorrow.
Cool.
We only have 8 tubs sitting in the living room.
Yeah, only 8 tubs. Hey, well, there you go.
All right.
Not
All right.
a problem. Talk
we'll
to you
talk.
Later. Okay.
Bye.